You're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Again, that Omale Reb Lozel Rabbi Yashia Dedori. Reb Lozel said Rabbi Yashia Dedori means in his own generation. Rashi says means Shehoyi Bedoroi or Ben Giloi. Lafuki means to exclude Rabbi Yashia Agodu Shoyu Tana. Not the Tana, but rather Reb Lozel now was talking to Rabbi Yashia from his door. And he told him like this. Loi Teisiv Akarecho, did not sit down like Adam Ephorshus Lei. That minayin, how do we know to say that loimer shemata b'hashrosha? How do we know to say the pshat of Mishnah that when it comes the second day of Pesach, any crop that has already planted, that already at least it has a root, it's starting to b'hashrosha, so the yomer is matarit. How do we know that? So where it says minolam, what kind of question is? But to me, is that a question? To see the pasuk says oviv. So, in other words, for the Oimer, you have to take Oviv. Rashi says, Koli Beish. So now, Lav Mechlal Dika, the Lav Oviv. Since it says, take this type of crop for the Oimer, take this type of barley for the Oimer, it's mashma that you'd be mounting other type of crops that are not fully grown yet. So it must be, even though they're not fully grown, still the Oimer is matarit. So Mara still says, the Lav Oviv, true, and the Chanam Yavada, the Oimer is matar, tfua, even though it's not fully grown yet. But uliyolim diayil shlish, but maybe I'll call upon him that I grew at least a third. How do we know to say even though it didn't start to grow yet? Just you put the seed in and it took roots already. How do we know that's enough? Maybe it has to at least be a third grown. Torah says true. El rather omash shmuel mehochel chermesh. The pasuk says like when you start to begin to put like the knife to cut it down chermesh. So lav mechlal dikud lav bar chermesh. There must be some type of utfua that is not at the stage yet that you can even cut it down with a knife. Even that, the yomer is matar. The boss is saying, make sure to take for the yomer the crop that's already grown that you use a knife to cut down. Mashmah, though, that there is already grown that's becoming mutter now, tfua, that's not that much grown. Zemora says true, but maybe the lav bar chemish, what's considered the tfua that did not grow that much yet that you need a knife to cut down, but the liyelam shachas. At least it has to be something that least fit to give to the animal. But maybe if it's not grown at all yet, just the seed started to take roots yet, maybe the yomer is not matter it. So Moses Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Koma. The Pasuk says, like, from standing tfua. Mashmet standing. So the ik is, Lav Mechlau, the Lav Bar Koma. That there's some type of tfua that's grown already, but it's not standing yet. And still the yomer is matarit. So what does it mean it's not standing? The quorum is still in the roots. They just started to root. So Mara says, no, again, the lav bar koma true. The yomer is matarit tfua that's not standing yet. But the liyolam agam, by korporum, it has to be in the stage. At least it has grass. At least there's an agam there. At least it's in the grass stage. But maybe less than the grass stage is nothing. So Mara says, Elo omar rov. Rov says like this. The pshat from our Mishnah, how do we know that the Omer is matet tfua as long as it was seeded before and started to take root? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Tizra, when you start to seed it, Asher Tizra, Mishas Azriya, Mashm, as soon as you put the seeds in the ground, right away, then the Omer would be matarit. Omle Rapopola Rova, so Rapopola is back to Rava Yachid, this is the Pasuk is so, Afagav de Lehishrash Nami. When this pasuk is mashma, even if they're not start to take roots yet, but as long as you put the seeds in the ground, that should be enough for the yomer to be matarit. As long as you put the seeds in the ground right before Pesach, and now when it comes the second day of Pesach, it should become mutar. Even if you put the seeds in the ground, the night of Mitzvah Pesach also may be enough. So Mara says, no, Omar le Sudni. So Sudni said back. So Rashi says, Sudni means Lashna v'kolam like a Talmud Chacham. Al-Shem, Al-Soyd, Hashem Lirayev, Hashem gives Soyd to his Yirayev. He said back to him, like Sudni, Yitam HaChochom, the Pasuk says, Basod Iksiv, Mashma Shatizra Basod, the seed has to be attached to the ground. So Rashi says, it means, Ashiye Niklat, V'nishrash Basoda. As long as it took root already in the ground, that's called Basoda. But if the seed did not take roots yet, that's not considered Basoda. So the Pasuk is, Ashatizra Basoda, from the evil or not, as long as the seeds took root already in the ground, that's enough for whenever it comes the second day of Pesach, the yomer is matter, this type of tefuah. Now the Mishnah says, Koitzrin beis hashlochim sheba mokim. You're allowed to cut down the wheat, the tfua, in the Beis HaShlochim, that's in a dried field that has to be irrigated, does not have enough rainwater. Shevamokim in the valley. And the reason is, since the tfua that grows in this type of a field is bad, it's bad crop, it's not fit to be brought for the Yoyma. Therefore, there's no issa to cut this down before you cut down the Yoyma. It's only the type of tfua that you could use for the Yoyma, so then the first cutting should be for the Yoyma itself. But this type of crops that are ruined, that are not fit to be used for the Yoyma, there's no issa to cut it down. Avoloi goitshe, but you now want to stack it up to make it into a pile. That you're not allowed to. But the left of the Xira Saina. Now, Anshe Yericha, the people of Yericha, Koitzrin Veritzrin Chachamim, they used to cut down the crops from the Beis HaShlochim with the Ratzin Chachamim, but the Goitzrin Shleib Ratzin Chachamim, they did not listen completely, but they also used to pile up, stack up the Tfua even before the Yomer. For Laimicho B'yotim Chachamim, the Chachamim did not stop them because of this Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Koitzel HaShachas, Omaichol HaBehemo, means the tfua that did not finish growing yet, you're allowed to cut it down when it's still like unripe with a kavana to give it to the yomer, to your behema, even though you're cutting it down before the yomer. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos, when was this said? Bizman shehischol at shlohei vishlish, when the tfua like started to grow already, but it's not a third grown yet. The mashma, once it becomes a third grown, then you're not allowed to cut it down. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Af yiksar v'yachol af mishev yishlish. You even allowed to cut it down and give it to the animals to eat, even after the tfua grew a third. As long as you're cutting it down for the animal's sake, that's muta. Then the Mishnah says also, koitzrim ifnei hanetiyos. You're allowed to cut down the tfua, the fresh tfua, before the yomer, if the purpose is to save the trees. Let's say this tfua is growing near an orchard, near the trees, and you're cutting it down to save the trees, so that's also muta. Mifnei beis ovel, let's say you need a big place to make a levaya, so you want to clean it off, cut down the tfua, it's mutter to cut it down even though it's before the yomer. The same thing, mifnei bito beis medrash, and the reason why you're cutting it down is to have a place where to be able to learn, to give a shear there, then it's mutter to cut it down. Now, lo yasa oisan karichos, which means to say, in these places that you'll have to cut down the wheat, or the barley, before the yomer, he should not make bundles there and tie up the bundles. Avamanichem tzvosim, but just leave them gathered together, meaning without a knot. He should not tie down the bundle. Now, mitzvah soimel lovim in akoma. That means that the barley should be grown, like fully grown, and you cut it down now lishmo, lishem the mitzvah soimel. That's the mitzvah lechatchila, to cut it down lishem the mitzvah soimel. What's going to be loymot, so you did not find any more barley standing, all the barley was already cut down, then you have the min ha-morim, then you're allowed to bring barley from the piles already, from the bundles already. Now, mitzvah salavim min alach, the mitzvah is to bring from the fresh barley that's still soft, caramel means it's still soft. Loymot, so let's say you don't find any more soft barley, then you have the min ha-yavish, you're allowed to bring from the dried out ones already. It's also kosher. Mitzvah salik tzabalayla. The mitzvah of the yomer is to cut down the yomer, cut down the barley, moitzoi pesach by night. The night going into the 16th day of Nisan. Loi motzoi, let's say, nikza by yom. Let's say they forgot to do it at night time, they couldn't do it at night time. But they first cut it down by yom. It's also kosher. It's also kosher for the yomer. And also, v'doiches a Shabbos. The ktsira saima, the mincha saima is doiches a Shabbos. If the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter to be done on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yomin Oimer, Kosta Vechad Oimer, one Pasuk says, Uktzartem es Ktziro, Vehevesem es Oimer. Cut down the harvest, and bring it for the Oimer. Rashi says, the Mashmo, Sheyochol Liktzar Koid Mavois Oimer. That you're allowed to cut down even before the yomer. So the ksartem es ksira, b'aveisam, cut down your own ksira, and then bring the yomer. Or ksiv, another pasuk says, reishis ketzir chel kayin. No, the first thing you cut down should be for the kayin. Mashma, the first cutting of the new crop should be the yomer. So gurtz stira, okay, so how do you have both psukim? So the answer is, mimokim shatem mevi. If this is good crop from a place that you could bring this type of wheat or barley for the Yomer. This type of barley for the Yomer is the Yata Koitzer. You're not allowed to cut down from this place before you cut down for the Yomer. The first Ksira should be for the Yomer, and after the Yomer, then you could cut down for yourself. But Mimokom Shiata Navy, but let's say it's a place like the Mishnah says by Beis HaShalchan Shemamokim, that's a place that you cannot bring that crop for the Yomer. Then Ata Kaitzer, then you're allowed to cut down this crop for yourself even before the Yomer. For the Morakash, I didn't have to say like this. Emma, why don't I say better like this? Bimin Shata Navy Iata Kaitzer. Maybe only from barley. That's the type of tfu you have to bring for the Yomer. Barley you're not allowed to cut down before. But Mimin Shiata Navy. But let's say from wheat that you do not bring for the Yomer, maybe that's what the pasuk means Ata Kaitzer, that you're allowed to cut it down for yourself. The Master was saying, oh, no, all type of tefuah, even wheat and spelt and rye, you're not allowed to cut down before the Yomer. How do we know this? Samura says, no, hule motzis arm, this you cannot say. Kudu Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that we had before, Rashi says, the Yom Liyah we said before, as your rashis, michala, you learn out hilchas like Yomer from hilchas chala. Just like the mitzvah of chal applies to all five minim, who are then this issa, not to cut down the new crop before the yomer, applies to all four minim of tefuah. If so, how come one pasuk says you're allowed to cut down? So it must be that it means that type of crop that's not fit to be used for the yomer. Now then the Mishnah says, Anshe yirichai koitzrim rotzik achamim, the goit shin shleib rotzik achamim. You used to cut down the wheat beforehand with the rotzik achamim, but they piled it up, Shleib Rotten. Where it says, Man Shamed Le Diyomar, Michu V'loi Michui, who's the Tanakh that says, now Mishnah that says, Chom Munat Moicha? The Rashi says, Kirtoni V'masnissin, V'loi Michu B'yodim Chachomim, and the Chom Munat Moicha, Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rashi says, the first come, we'll soon explain. And Gemara says, V'sov Rabbi Yehuda, the truth, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Ksira the Anshe Yerichai brought the Chom Hevoi, is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Anshe Yerichai cut down with the Rosh Chomim? I bought Tanya, we're not like this. Shisha Dvarim, also Anshe Yerichai, there are six things that they did. Now Shloisha brought the Chomim. Three of the things they did were with the permission of the Chomim. Who Shloisha Shloib Rosh Chomim? And three of the things they did were not with the Rotsin Chachamim. Now, V'yelu, these are the things, Sheberotsin Chachamim, they did it with the permission of the Chachamim. Markivin, the Kolim, Kol Hayoim, used to like graft together palm trees the whole day. So Rashi says it means, Shalar Ba'osa Benisan, on Erev Pesach, the Savages, they held, Lav Malacha Chashuvi, that's not called the Chashuv of Malacha. On Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to do hard work. So they held grafting palm trees, that's not called hard work. The Korchin Eshma used to like roll up the Shema. Rashi says that means the same first of Psachim, Shoyoimrim Shema Yisrael, Lohayom Afsikin, Litan Revach, and Tevla Tevla. They didn't wait between each word, Shema Yisrael Hashem, they didn't wait, they did it fast. So that's the second thing they did. And thirdly, the Kotzrim Lefnei Yomer. And they used to cut down wheat, Stam, the Mishnah says, of Beis HaShalch and Shebamokim, Barotzik HaChomim, and this was done Barotzik HaChomim. These three things, the Chom said it was okay. Now, V'yelu, what are the other three things? V'yelu, Shaloi Barotzik HaChomim, what are the things that were not Barotzik HaChomim? Goitshin Lefnei Yomer. They used to stack up what they cut down before the Yomer. That's not right. Omatirin Gamzuyis Shalhegdish Shecheruv Vishal Shikmo Gamzuyas are like the branches. So they held that even though these trees belong to Hegdish, somebody was Maktish, his Charuv, his boxer tree, or Shikmo, or this type of a tree, they were Mata the branches of it. The branches of these type of trees, they held have no Kedusha, we'll soon see. Thirdly, they did was, Uperts and Perotsas began a Sayim, Uperpada Sayim, used to make like entrances in their gardens or in their paradise. Lahachil Nashalanim. To be mad to the Nesha, that's the pears that fall down by itself, you find the bottom of the tree, Bishne Bitsaris in the years of hunger, Bishabos of Yom Tovim, that used to let the Neim come and take it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And really we know that's also the Nalarit from the Paris that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tzegzeret Muksa, Tzegzeret may come to pull it off the tree. So these are the three things they did, Shleib Rosh Chachamim. These are Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Oh, Ma'alor Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yud, this is back to Rabbi Meir. In Barot, and Chachamim, Ho Yuoisin, Ye Kolod, the Moisin Kain. If these first three things were done, Barot and Chachamim, then Echnami, everybody should do like this. Elo Rada, Elo Vielo, Shleib Rosh Chachamim. Havad, Rabbi Yud, don't know, all six things were not done, Barot and Chachamim. These are not things that Chachamim wants you to do. But the difference was, three of the things the Chumah made on my chol, they protested, do not, they told them to stop, and three they did not. These are the three things that the Chumah did not stop them, even though it was not Parosik Chumim, but they just were not Meichah. Makif and the Kolam Kolayim, that you could graft the palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. Makorchim is Shema, they used to say the Shema together first. Vakaitzim Vagaitzim of Mayayimah. And they used to cut down and pile up the tefuah before the yomer. So again, these were things that were shleib rotzim, just v'loy michul, like it says in our Mishnah, the chum were not meicha. The kofon, that's the kasha. So if this goes like our Mishnah, and our Mishnah it says that you're allowed to cut down, just the goitshin was not right. And here, you adults know that even to cut down this tefuah before the yomer is also called shleib rotzim chumim. That's the kasha. Like here, you adults. That the Kaitzrin Vagaitzrin of Leyainer, that this is something Shalay Barosin Chachamim, not like it says in our Mishnah, that it was done Barosin Chachamim. And the Elu Shemich, according to Yuda, the Elu Shemicha B'yodim, these were the things that Chachamim made a Machor, Taka told him, stop, do not do it. That the Matirin Gamzuyas Shal Hegdish, Shechru V'shal Shikma, they are these type of a tree. They were matured by Nora, she says, Anofim Shechru, the branches of the Cheruv, the Shikma. Shaimer, they used to say, Avosenu loy higdishu elokiris ikarilon. Our fathers only meant to be maktish, the main box, or the main wood of the tree. But the branches, that's mutta, that's what they used to say. And if other they're wrong, once you maktish it, don't even become hegdish. O perzim protis begagoisayim, uvapardoisayim, kdelahachil nosha lianiyim. That they used to make special entrances through the orchards, in order that the poor people come and eat the nesha, the pears that grow down from the tree, b'shnei b'tzaras and hungry year, b'shabos uviyam etayvim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we know that's also. Now I do this, as Xer Rashi says, shemiyalo v'yitloish, and now let eat the pears that fall off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because Xer, you may come up and pull it off. It's also muksa. So therefore, these things are chomu meicha. And another thing was, that they used to take off peya when they had a field that grows vegetables, they would leave one corner of it over for their neim, but there is peya. And the loch is, you're not mechuyev in peya. And Rashi brings down, there's a klal by peya that calls shu'oicho v'nishmar. It has to be food that you eat, that you watch, not hefka, or machlitz lakim, something that stays in the house for a long time. And that's lamuta yerek, that yerek does not stay, it rots away. Therefore, Yerokos, vegetables, is part of them in our peya. And they used to take off peya on these things, O Micho Biodom. So, most anyway, asked the question, O Taimich, Shisha Shivahevi, why do you say six? We just counted seven things. Elo, Sami Mikan, Ksira, and Echnam, you have to take off Ksira. Ksira, they're cutting down these Tfuro, which was Shabashalchim, the bad crop that you cannot use for the Ina, and Echnam, this tackle was done by Rotz and Chachomim. Therefore, our Mishnah comes a good like Yehuda, that the ktsira of these things of Beis HaShalchin really was done b'rotzen chachamim. That what was done shalei b'rotzen was the goitchen, the stacking it up. And then the chnami on these things was loy micha, the chom were not micha. Like it says now Mishnah, for loy michun b'yodim. Then it says in the Mishnah, koitzel shachas u'maychel b'heimo, let her cut down your peri, your tfuah, before the Yomer, like when it's unripe, it's only one third grown, and the intentions are to give it to the animals. That's muta. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learned the Mishnah in Peya that says, V'yelu mafsikin lepeyom. These are things that if you have it through your fields, it like divides the field in two, and therefore you have to take off Teyah twice. And this, you have one big field that you're growing your crop there, so you only have to take off Teyah once at the end of the field. But let's say you have a river going through the field that divides it in two, so you have to take off Teyah separately on each side. So these are the things that are mafsik, like makes you one big field, considered like two separate fields. You have to take off twice. Hanachal, if you have a river, if you have a river going through your field, Pihashlilis, a pool of water going through, Viderech HaYochid, a private path, Viderech HaRabim, a public road going through, or Shvil HaRabim, a path from the Rabim. Places, a derech is a road, a more fancier one, and a shvil is just on a path, but a shvil harabim or shvil hayochid, it's a path that the rabbim use or a path that the yochid use. Hakfuv, it has to be always there, b'yemoistachamim b'yemoistachashamim. This path is used both in the rainy season and in the summer. V'yhabor huadin, if you have, but even the words before, Rashi explains, the Rashi says Derech Yochid means Arab Amis. Derech Rav means Tezayin Amis. Or Shvil, Rashi says, it has to be a Shvil, a path has to be Kavua, both in the summer and in the winter. V'habur, Rashi says, it means Sodabur, a field. A part of the field was uncultivated. You didn't work on it yet. Shebein Shtei Zrias, in between two parts of your field that you did plant. If you have one row that's uncultivated, so that is Mafsik. The two parts that you did plant, it's called by two separate fields. Rashi Bechain Soda Nir, Vizora Achar, Shizora Doshim, Ben Shteya Rugois, Shochitim. Or else you have a Soda Nir, that's a field that you just planted, that you just near, you just plowed the field. And Vizora Achar, or else it's a different type of crop. Let's say you have wheat growing on both sides, and in the middle you have something else growing. That's also mafsik between the two wheat fields. Vezera achar, another type of growth there. For koitza l'shachar, mafsik. If you cut down just the unripe in the middle of the field, and now you have like a bald spot in the middle of the field, that also makes into two separate fields. Rashi says, for koitza l'shachas mafsik, losayis pe l'chol echad, kishetigmar bishuloi liktsar. In other words, if you had a whole big field here, let's say growing of wheat, and in the middle of it, you cut it down when it was only a third grown, and you did that for the purpose of the animal. So that cutting down then is not really called a ketzira. It's not called like you started to cut down your field now, because usually you wait till it's fully grown. Now that you cut it down the shachas, it's not called a ketzira. Therefore, what you did was you made just like a bald spot in the middle of your field, and that divides the field into two. So that's called v'koytza l'shachas, is mafsik. Tibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer said, oh no, ain't mafsik, Elim came chorosh. Because they hold no, if you cut down l'shachat, that's not mafsik. It does not divide the field in two, Elim came chorosh. Only if you also plowed up, if you cut it down, you plowed up that part of the field. That's mafsik. Because the Chomer say, when you start to cut down the unripe tfuah, that's also called the beginning of the ksira of the field. So when you start to cut down your field, you don't divide it up. It's you started to cut it down now, and just the rest of the field you want to cut down later. So it's still considered one big field. That's the Chom Shita. Only if you are Chorosh, if you plowed this part that you cut down now, that's Mafsik. That's because they hold cutting it down, they hold cutting the Shachas is called the Ksira. So that's the Machlekes of cutting Tfuah the Shachas, is it called the Ksira or not? Gemara says, Omer Rabba Baba Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Meir, Peshitas Rabbi Shimon Omro, Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Shimon and Amishnah. The Omer that he says, the Omer, Yiktsor V'yocholaf Mishay V'shlish, that even after the tefuah is a third grown, still you're allowed to cut it down before the Omer to give it to the animals. Alma, what do you see? K'sov HaKol L'shachas Lav K'tziri. As long as you're cutting it down for the purpose of your animal, that's not called a ksira. So that's what Meir Shita here, that if you cut it down for the purpose of your animals, it's mafsik the field, because it's not considered you're starting now to cut down the wheat of your field. You're only making a division now, you're dividing the field in half. Since you're cutting it down now, l'shachas, that's Rameya's svar, l'shachas is not called the beginning of the ksira. So what did according to Rabbi Shimon, That's why you're allowed to cut down the wheat, L'tzarech your animals, before the Yomer, because it's not called a Maisa Ktzira. So Mara says, Yosef, Rab was sitting down, Okom Olo Lashim, right, the thing over this halacha. Say, Svei Rav Acha Bar Huna L'Rovo. Rav Acha Bar Huna asked a question like this. Ochlo Chagav, Karsamu Nimolim, Shevrosu Ruach, Hakomoidim, that Chorosh Mavsik, Lechorosh Einu Mavsik. Let's say the Chagav, let's say, grasshoppers came and ate up the tefuah. A locust came and ate up part of the crop in the middle of the field. Or else ants came and nibbled on it. Or else the wind came and broke it down. So all agree in this case it's not called a hefsik unless you go and plow down that part of the field. But leichorosh, you did not plow down, ain't a mafsik. So Moses says, akul moedim, what do you mean to say everybody agrees? Man Rabbi Meir, the chorus means Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir also agrees. That even though a mei hole is cutting down the shachas is called the mafsik, but these things here are not called the mafsik. They're not divided the field in half. The Gemara explains why. The Mishnah is talking about where the tefuah did not grow a third yet. Braisa tichorashin lechorash loy. That this braisa says. When is it mafsik? Only if it was only if you were chorash, if you plowed it down. But if you're not plowed down, it's not masik b'shei b'shlish. Here we're talking about the tefuah already grew a third. So then it's good. So Rashi says like this, that yamer b'shei b'masdis, and Rashi says the peyah. The Tan of it says by over there that l'shachas is masik is l'rab meya goes to meya sheet to when b'lohei b'shlish when tefuah was not grown a third yet. Why the lav tzira is not called the tzira? Therefore, it's not called the beginning of cutting down the field. Therefore, it's called the mafsik. Obrayso via the chagav in the molim diktoni chorashin lechorash loy, only because you plowed it afterwards. But if you did not plow down the field, it's not a mafsik. Why mishum the tchilas ktsira? Here it is called the beginning of the ktsira. Why v'shei v'shlish? We're talking about now where the tefuah was a third grown already. Then it's very good. And so it's not like Reb Shimon. It's real late. I feel baby shlish come Reb Shimon. The shachas lav ktsira. Then it's very good. Not like Reb Shimon. Says, but Eliyam, if you want to tell me, Masnis Nami Vishay Vishlish, our Mishnah is talking about also, even though it's Hey Vishlish, still Lashachat, it's called the Hefsik, if so, Ma Hosom, Ketsiro, Omer Rabbi Meir, Lashame Ketsiro, Maduch, when the person himself cuts down the Tfuah. Since he's doing it for the purpose of the animals, it's not called Ketsiro, even though you're telling me it's Hey Vishlish, is Hochel Akoshrein, here for sure then, that since it was not cut down by a man, just it was cut down by the Molim, by the Chagovim, for sure it's going to be a Mafsik. Smur says, Ela rather, Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amro, Rabbi Meir said this over, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomli sounds like this, Eimosai, Bizman Shehischol, Achlo Hevi Shlish. Only if you started to cut it down before it was grown a Shlish, that's called a Ktsira of Lashachas. That's not called a ksira. Avo bought him his cholat shevishlish. Before he started to cut down the tefuah, after already grown a third, then also in a chanami, then type with sasa to cut it down, because that is called a maisa ksira. And therefore this will not be mafsik by payer either. Whatever is called a ksira is not mafsik. So the verse says no. Hey, medishamad el Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear from Yehuda says that it's muta al behema? You're only allowed to cut it down to feed your animal. That's not called a ksira. But that he said he let it cut down for the purpose of an Adam, maybe for the purpose of an Adam, that is called the Ksira, and that would be also. The Imkem the Gemara says, because if you can say like this, oh, come out, you're going to make a three-way machlokes tanoim over here. Rashi says, it's only cut down for behema. We also Rabbi Yehuda, lemeima then, emasei b'zman, shehizcholat shlohe v'shlish. Even for a person's muta, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Av Yixel Chetchila Meichel Yodim Meshev Veshlish. Okay, Moshe Rabbi Yuda Lechalik. So I'll come out to the three of Machlokes then. So Moshe says no. Ela Rada Kiyosvi Rabbi Miyama Rabbi Meir. Omri said like this. Rabbi Meir Beshita Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomru Omar. Rabbi Meir goes according to Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. The Wata says Af Liyodim Nami Lihev Ktsira. That even though he cut it down for the purpose of a man, still that's not called a ksira, and therefore would be mafsik. Rashi says, Ad Shlohei Vishlish, if the Tfu did not grow a third yet, if he cut it down before it grew a third, even though your purpose now is for Nodom, still it's not called a Ktsira. Since it's less than a third grown, Af Lo'odom Namil have a Ktsira. The Tanan we learned like this, Hamanamer Sod, somebody like cuts down parts of his field, like makes spots, bold spots in the middle of his field. Rashi says, Kaitsa, sure, he cuts down one row and leaves over a row. To have a Sodom Numas, like a freckled field. Vishari by Kalachim Lachim leaves over wet, fresh stalks. Rashi says, the ever godly called Tzorkon, Kuliyamat Payakas, are called Chilchiri, who would have been completely grown already if Adi Yonichai have won Paya for the whole field. But here was a Shari by Kalachim Lachim, so Mekiva Raima, Paya Lachalacha Viechot. Since you made spots in your field, every spot like makes into another field, so each part that's still growing, you have to take off Paya by itself. Whereas it's called a Hefsik. The chum say no, meyechad ala kol, take off one pay for the whole thing, that the cut down menumer that's called a masik in your field. Like Rashi says, talking about now, kolochim lachim means there wasn't grown kotzok.